You're listening to The Brinkman Adventures, an exciting family audio drama. The Brinkman family has been desperately trying to get to Belize in time for a concert where the family is the main event. The trouble is, the concert has started, but the Brinkmans are not there. Let's join Pastor Jim Duncan on the stage of his brand new outdoor amphitheater.
Folks, I'm really sorry, but our featured group, the Brinkman family, is not here. We haven't heard from them since they entered Mexico 2 days ago. But since we're all here, I'll just take this opportunity to tell you a little story about my life. I was born in 1945 in California. My father went to Bible college in Los Angeles, and then we moved to Ohio.
Hang on, guys. Hey, Dad, can you at least keep two wheels on the ground?
It's not possible with these potholes. Susan! Charlie's going airborne again back
there. Charlie, buckle up!
I'm afraid we went too far. He said there was a sign.
I didn't see any sign. Dad, we are now 20 minutes late!
I don't need updates every minute.
Sorry!
Good thing those chickens are gone. They'd be dead by now.
I feel sick.
Michelle, get the bucket, quick!
There's a sign, Dad. We made it!
Look, guys, the stage.
Wow, there's a lot of people here.
Are you all right, Hope?
I'm okay.
That must be Pastor Jim up there.
He's praying with someone. Let's get out quietly, gang. Girls, grab your instruments and head up there on the left side.
Raphael, Jesus is listening right now. You can tell him what you just told me.
Okay. Jesus, I do bad things. I disobey my grandma. Sometimes I mean them offense. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I want to follow you and be your servant. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me.
Amen. Folks, the angels in heaven are rejoicing right now. Raphael here just gave his life to Jesus.
Hey, Jim, they're here.
Folks, the Brinkmans are here. We're glad you made it.
Yes, we did. Sorry if I may. Why are we doing this? It's a good school.
Mr. Garcia, that's a concern of the Ministry of Education. You just see that they get it.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Gracie. Did you just get up?
Yeah, I couldn't get to sleep. Too many strange noises. Did you hear the jungle sounds?
No.
What you looking at? What is that?
A spider monkey. Her name is Chica.
She must be their pet. Look at her swing with those long arms.
Spider monkeys do that. Chica, come here.
Be careful, Charlie. Monkeys bite.
Look what I have.
Don't give her your candy bar.
I'm not. I'm showing it to her. See, it's shiny, Chica. Pretty. Hey, let go. You can't have it.
Hang on, Charlie. Oh, no, she got it.
Give it back, Chica. Don't open it. You can't eat that.
Hey, you guys. What's going on? Did Chica just steal your candy?
She grabbed it right out of his hand.
Chica's fast.
Will she choke on it?
Oh, don't worry. She knows what to do with a candy bar.
It's yummy, isn't it?
So this is our little store.
We noticed the people were often short of basic supplies and didn't have a car to get to town. So we offer sugar, flour, soda, that kind of stuff.
We only open it a couple hours a day.
That's Chica. She likes candy. She's a naughty monkey.
Hi, Chica.
Well, anyway, folks, this is our bus that we use to pick up kids for school every morning.
Did you have a fire in that bus? It looks like smoke marks coming out of those windows in the back there.
Yeah, we did. It still runs, but it's got a few electrical problems. We're really grateful you guys drove that new one down for us.
It's our pleasure. Well, sort of anyway.
That building's our classroom for the older kids. Let's head over there.
Do you ever swim in the pond?
If you don't mind swimming with a 10-foot crocodile.
Oh, no.
You see that big tree on the other side?
Yeah.
Every night, the croc lays at the base of the tree. When he's there, the tree fills up with beautiful white birds. The birds know that when the crocodile's there, they can sleep in the tree without having to worry about the wildcats.
Wildcats? Did she just say wildcats?
We do have a jaguar once in a while, but not that often. You don't need to worry. There's too much noise around here. Besides, the dogs and the horses would warn us.
Well, here we are.
I didn't see any horses.
We actually have four. We let two of them wander around up there in the pasture. The other two are tied to trees because they'll take off if they get the chance. One's tied to that mango tree.
It's pretty skinny.
Yeah, she's old.
Well, Jim got the horses at an auction.
Before he had a pasture.
Before he knew what to do with them.
The idea was that we'd offer horseback riding to tourists on the trails in our jungle rainforest as a way to raise money to support the school.
Another idea he had was to make Belizean hot sauce.
We call it fire hot. We'll give you some before you leave.
That'd be great.
Well, here we are. Come on in, guys. This is our main classroom. I want you to meet one of our teachers who's inside getting things ready.
Wow, it's a modern-day one-room schoolhouse.
Jack, see the open floor back there?
Yeah, what are you doing back there?
We had termites. I was hoping you could help me nail it back together this afternoon.
Sounds fun.
Can I help, Dad?
We'll see.
I love how you have little cubicles along the wall for each student.
That gives them some privacy while they're working. Oh, and this is Miss Elizabeth.
Hello, hello, Miss Elizabeth.
Liz, you heard them sing last night. This is the Brinkman family.
Pleased to meet you. I really enjoyed your singing. It was beautiful.
Thank you. It's good to meet you.
Miss Elizabeth was one of our first students. Now she's a teacher and runs a school when Jenny and I aren't here.
I met Jesus at this school, and he changed my life. And now my children go here, too.
This school gives us an opportunity every day to speak into the lives of these kids.
Not just children. Pastor Jim and Jenny help parents, too. Because of the school, some parents come to church.
You have a church, too?
Yep. We meet in that big structure we just walked through with a thatch roof and no walls.
What don't you have?
Curriculum. Look at the workbooks. We really need to replace them.
Hey, we just...
Shh. These are really worn.
Liz is great. She's been hand-copying the worst pages.
I see why you asked us to keep our eyes open for new curriculum.
Thanks for looking.
Hey, guys.
Brinkmans, this is Raphael.
Hi, Raphael.
Raphael, why don't you show the kids the treehouse?
Okay, come on.
We'll be along in a minute. Raphael has quite a story. His mother was murdered when he was only one, and his dad's never around.
Raphael lives with his grandmother on the other side of our property.
Is Raphael the little guy who accepted Jesus last night?
Yes, he is. He's sort of become an adopted son to us. We've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Oh.
This is the coolest treehouse ever!
What fun! And you do school in there?
Yeah.
I wish we could go to school here. This is totally awesome.
The kids love it.
How about you? Don't you worry that they'll fall out a window while doing math problems?
Oh, no. We don't normally let them go to the highest part.
Very creative. It has to be one of the only treehouse schools in the world. Pastor Jim, what's that metal tower for over by the house?
Oh, that's for our radio station, Destiny 105.1 FM. We offer Christian programming, and Jenny and I take turns doing the news.
Wow, that's neat.
We've been having some work done on the tower. The guys still need to attach a couple of the support wires.
You two have so much going on here. A store, a school, a church, and a radio station. Oh, and horse tours.
It all works together to help the people here find Jesus.
Jim? The mail truck's out there unloading a bunch of boxes.
Oh, wow.
Were you expecting a big delivery?
No, I don't think so. Excuse me, guys.
Why don't you open them, Pastor Jim?
But they're all addressed to you, Ian.
We ordered them for you.
What in the world could this be?
No way! It's curriculum! All these boxes? Curriculum?
Yep. I didn't think there would be so much, though.
Wow! Praise God! Raphael, run quick. Go get Miss Elizabeth.
Yes, Mom.
I can't believe this! You guys, this is great!
Where'd you get it?
Well, I was diving under a tire swing at Random Lake, and I found this big gold ring. We found out it belonged to a missionary, Mr. Benton.
We met him in Galveston. He said we could sell it and use the money to buy curriculum.
Jim, it's Mr. Garcia.
Pastor Jim, the Ministry of Education sent me.
Good morning, sir.
They believe you're operating an illegal school. I was told to hand deliver this letter. You may not resume classes this fall. Otherwise, you'll face jail time or fine. It's all in here. I'm sorry.
Mr. Garcia, I don't understand. You know we've been responding to all your requests.
I'm just a delivery boy, Pastor Jim. All I can say, if God is
What's
for
going
you,
on, Jenny?
Oh, they keep coming after us. We give them what they ask for, but it's never enough. I don't know what we're going to do.
Hi, Miss Jenny.
Hi, Gracie. Your mom was telling me you think you might want to be a missionary when you grow up.
My dad said we can be missionaries when we're little, too.
Oh, your dad's a very smart man.
I know. What you cooking?
Potato soup. You don't have to eat it,
What's
sweetie.
What's that?
Where?
There's something crawling in the banana bowl.
Oh, that. It's our baby possum. There's a whole family of them. I don't know where we're getting them at. They won't hurt you, though.
They won't?
Nah. Hey, do you like possum soup?
Isaac and Raphael, your job is to bring the boards to us and also make sure we have nails. Comprende?
Got it. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Isaac.
We need to get this done before school starts. Wouldn't want kids falling through the floor.
What are you going to do if they close it?
I don't know, Jack.
I'm scared, Pastor Jim. What if they tell us we can't go to school here?
Don't worry, Raphael. We'll figure something out. We have to. It doesn't make sense. We've done so much good here. I even serve as the village constable.
What's a constable?
Sort of like a sheriff. Why do they claim you're an illegal school?
It's because we don't have a license. You see, Jack, we believe that God gives the church and family the primary responsibility of educating our children, not the state. We're not against licensing. We've met all their requirements, but it's just one thing after another. This isn't the first time they've ordered us to shut down. They've actually done it several times, and we've appealed that decision every time, but they've never heard our appeal. It's like they've got something against us. Ow!
Ooh, you okay?
Albert, are you sure it's okay that we're back here?
It's fine, and this is where we find most of them.
What about jaguars?
Don't worry, I haven't seen one, at least lately. Someone found the oldest arrowhead in Belize right here.
No way!
It's even older than the Mayans.
Wow, how do you know so much about them?
Pastor Jim taught me. This place is called Low Ranch, so they call these low points.
Man, there's flint all over this clearing.
But Jim says they made them here.
Look!
You found one!
You think it's a low point?
I don't know. Let's show it to Pastor Jim.
Yeah, it's a low point, all right. Great find, Ian. You know, this dates back to the Archaic period, which began just before Noah's flood.
Whoa, that's awesome!
Can I see it? I have one of those, too.
He found it in the clearing, Pastor Jim.
You see, Belize was originally populated by nomads thousands of years ago, and one of those nomads carved this arrowhead.
Man.
After that came the Mayan period.
Are the Mayans still around?
Yes, they're still here, but not nearly as many. You're going to meet someone who's part Mayan later today.
Great.
You know, here's another interesting fact. Do you realize pirates founded modern Belize?
No way.
Yes, sir. You can't tell from here, but we're only a few miles from the ocean. My neighbor actually owns an island that pirates lived on a couple hundred years ago. You can actually see it from the top of the radio tower.
Really?
Yeah, and if we have time, I thought perhaps I'd take you guys on an expedition. Did you mention that to him, Jack?
No, I wanted you to surprise them.
Did you bring that metal detector?
I did.
Boys, I thought we'd go and explore that island.
Oh, man!
We'll need to get the horses ready.
Horses? To an island? I don't get it.
Well, it's only 5 miles to the ocean from here through the jungle. So we take our horses down there, we get to the ocean, we make a raft out of bush sticks, and we float over to the island.
That sounds so awesome.
But those horses, they look a little old.
They're pretty tough.
Man, none of my friends would ever believe me.
That's it.
What?
Nobody would believe it if they heard.
Huh?
We've got a radio station. All we got to do is use it. Just tell the country what the government's doing. When people hear what's going on, they won't believe it.
Okay.
And when they find out it's true, I bet you they'll pressure the government to leave us alone. You know, I think this will work.
And Lord, help Gracie and Hope to sleep well tonight. Amen.
Kiss and hug.
Kissy, Gracie. What's wrong, sweetie?
There's bugs on the floor.
Bugs? I don't see anything.
Look closely.
Oh. Oh, my. It looks like the floor is moving. What are those?
Tiny black bugs.
Here, I'll spray him with bug spray. There.
Mom.
Yes?
Mom?
Yes, honey?
They're back.
I see that. Well, it'll be okay. I'm sure they won't come up on your bed. But just to be sure, we'll spray all three of us, okay? Hold your breath. Here we go.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome. That should do it. Good night.
Are they okay in there?
Yeah. Did you need the bathroom?
I was going to take a shower.
Well, just a second. Let me brush my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get your water started.
Oh, thanks, hon. What happened?
Inside the wall! When I moved the shower curtain, I heard something moving around in there.
Oh, those. I forgot to warn you.
Those? What are they?
Rat bats. They're harmless. I guess they're coming in through the eave and nesting behind the shower stall. Pastor Jim said he'll seal the hole tomorrow.
Rat bats?
Binados. I don't want beetles in my nachos.
Susan?
Huh?
You awake?
I'm awake.
What's troubling you?
Nothing.
You were talking in your sleep.
Was I?
Yeah. You only do that when something's bothering you. What's wrong, dear?
Well, Gracie's having a real hard time with the bugs and the dirt and the creatures and stuff.
Gracie?
And me.
Lord, I pray for Susan and Gracie. Please help them to cope and adapt to this different way of life. For your glory. Amen.
Thanks.
Jack and Isaac, I'd like you to meet my friend Damasio.
Hello.
Hi.
Damasio's helped me ever since we started the school. He's the guy I was telling you about who's half Mayan.
Really?
Really? And the other half is pirate.
What are you doing to this old horse?
Well, Pastor Jim told me to detix them.
What's that mean?
Oh, I got this stuff that I wipe him down with, and ticks don't like it, and they go away. I guess you guys going riding tomorrow. I don't want you all getting bit.
We're going to Pirate Island.
You going to Pirate Island, Pastor Jim?
That's our plan.
That's a long ride through the jungle, Pastor Jim. And how are you going to get through the mangrove swamp?
I thought we'd float across on a raft made out of bush sticks.
Are you sure about that?
Dad, come quick. Ian's climbing the tower.
That tower's not safe.
Go higher, Ian. Go to the next section.
Are you sure? It's moving a little.
The wind does that. Don't worry.
Okay. Will I be able to see the pirate island?
Yes, it's over there. Look that way. Ian, stop. Dad's going to be mad.
It's okay, Gracie.
Ian, stop. You need to get down.
Huh? Uh-oh.
Kids, get away from it.
Ian! Ian!
Oh, Ian, son. Oh, Lord, no, please, no.
You awake?
Yeah.
How do you feel this morning?
Head still hurts, and I'm tired. You kept waking me up all night to count your fingers.
You banged your head.
We had to be sure you didn't have a concussion.
Dad, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know you are.
I feel awful about breaking Pastor Jim's tower.
You should talk to him.
What's that singing?
Pastor Jim called a meeting this morning of all the parents to discuss their dilemma.
Can we join them?
Well, if you feel up to it, sure. Let me help you.
Ian, you're awake.
I'm so sorry, Pastor Jim.
It's all right, Ian. God will make a way to repair it. I'm just glad you're okay. Parents, students, I asked you to come so I could tell you my plan. Well, I no longer have a plan. You see, I was going to broadcast our story on the radio, but now our radio station's out of commission.
My fault.
Actually, Ian, I think the Lord used that to prevent me from making a mistake. When Mr. Garcia dropped off that letter, he said something that made me think. We need to pray. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Folks, I believe we need to load up in the bus and head into Belize City to the Ministry of Education.
Right now?
Right now. Anyone who's free for the next few hours, pile into the bus.
Hi, Miss Jenny.
Hi, Gracie. Would you mind if I sit with you guys?
Well, we'd be honored.
How are you two handling Belize?
Well, to be honest, not too well. I've discovered I'm a bit of a clean freak. Maybe too much so.
Here where we live, there's just dirt everywhere. And bugs. And critters. Took me a while to get used to all that. It's just part of the cost of doing what we do here. Sometimes missions is messy.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
I asked Jesus to help me not be so scared.
That's a girl, Gracie.
Mr. Sanchez?
Come in, everyone. It's a big room. Kids, you can sit along the walls. I don't think I ever have so many people in here.
We've come to appeal your order to close the Treehouse Academy. These are the parents and students and teachers of the school. Please listen to what they have to say.
I'm listening.
Mr. Sanchez, when I came to this school, I had very little education. Now I'm a teacher's assistant. My children attend and they place very high in the government tests.
Señor, mi nieto atiende esta escuela. Si usted la cierra, le quebrará el corazón.
And they're very good teachers, sir. We love to go to school. And you can ask me any question, and I will answer it.
What's your name, young man?
Rafael.
Okay. What's 22 times 11?
242, Senor Sanchez.
I need to check my calculator. Perfect, Rafael. I can see you're good people and this is a good school. Somebody sent us information suggesting you should be closed. I no longer believe that information. I've decided that you may hold school this year. And I will ask the appropriate departments to process your paperwork so you may be granted a more permanent solution, a school license.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Mr. Sanchez.
You're welcome.
Okay, then, everybody, let's head back to the bus.
Come on, guys. You heard the man. Let's load them up.
Sir, if you don't mind me asking, who gave you the information about us?
I'd rather keep that in confidence. I really can't say. Good day.
Hey, Pastor Jim, what else did Mr. Garcia told you yesterday? When you walked to his car, it made you think, remember?
Well, baby, never forget this. He said, if God is for you, who can be against you? And he was so right.
It's been an amazing day. God did a miracle. Well, a couple, actually. Ian's still alive, and the school is still open. We're leaving in 2 days. Tomorrow, us girls are going to visit some craft shops around here. Mr. Duncan wants to take Dad and the two older boys to a pirate island to search for buried treasure. Only Dad's not too keen on riding the horses, even after they've been deticked. Check back tomorrow to read what I predict will be an exciting conclusion to our Belize adventure. All for now, Michelle Brinkman.
Pastor Jim. Pastor Jim.
Yes.
It was a British archaeologist.
A what?
A British archaeologist. But you didn't hear it from me.
Thank you, sir. Odd. It couldn't be.
You've been listening to The Brinkman Adventures, and this episode is entitled Treehouse Academy. Tune in next time for the exciting conclusion of the Brinkman's trip to Belize. While some of the characters and events are fictitious, real events, places, and people inspired today's story. Visit our website, brinkmanadventures.com, and tune in next time to hear The Pirates of Mayan Island.